Matt Sullivan here to remind you to stop putting screens on your gutters. Better to schedule a free estimate with the local experts at Gutter Helmet so you stay off the ladder. Visit gutterhelmetindy.com. With Gutter Helmet, you'll never clean your gutters again. gutterhelmetindy.com.
Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song.
Oh, Casey's gone today. We can play the good music.
I'm not sleepy, and there is no place I'm
Yeah, it's a singer-songwriter music all day.
Thank you, Kev. Thank you. It is the Kendall and Casey Show. I'm Rob. Kevin's here. Tony Kennett in for Casey. Okay, so there was an epic back and forth between Rand Paul and Josh Hawley yesterday over the potential government ban of TikTok. Tony, you're the guest here today. Where are you on the government ban of TikTok?
I'm for the government ban of TikTok.
What?
I know. I am. Because
Mr. Liberty and Freedom, Mr. Get Government Out of Your Life, you want the government to control what you can do on your cellular telephone?
It's a foreign threat. It is a foreign, it is a certified.
Tony, I love you so much, but you're so wrong.
That's fine. We can argue about this one. It has been a certified, verified foreign threat. It is a foreign act against the United States. It is not a property of the United States that is being manipulated and shut down.
Okay, so help me with this. Help me make, because nobody has been able to make the case. You are far more brilliant than I.
Stop doing
it. No, because I know it makes you uncomfortable. That's why I do it. Haven't you you have been around me for years now. Don't you understand how I operate? My goal is to make you as uncomfortable as possible.
You are succeeding.
Help me understand this. If I know that something is occurring, I do believe it's the government's job to inform you if something is happening.
Sure.
But if I know something is happening, if I know China is spying on me, if I know that if I have this app, which of course I do not have the TikTok, but if I know it's happening and I know they could be stealing your banking information, they could be stealing any number of things. No one's disputing that's happening. But if I know it and I choose to give them my stuff, why is it the government's job to say you cannot give them your stuff?
So I would argue that there is a matter of operating in the United States that's more of the problem here. So TikTok, a Chinese company, is operating on the soil of the United States with Chinese backing, Chinese allegiance, and Chinese interests. And therefore, it's not that I have chosen to give them my data. I am also giving them a lot of access into American life so that they can continue to act against the interests of the United States directly and put the safety of its citizens who it is sworn to protect at risk.
I want to come back to this, but I want to play this
because usually I'm on Paul's side and against Hawley.
I know, that's why I'm very surprised.
This is a flip for me.
I'm very surprised you're so anti-liberty and freedom today. Let's play this back and forth, then we'll come back to this conversation. So Rand Paul goes first, and of course he is on the side, as us liberty and freedom loving people are, that you should be able to do with your information as you see fit, and it's none of the government's business.
U.S. courts have already struck down the Trump ban on TikTok. It amazes me now that the other side that was so horrified by the idea of President Trump banning something is now jumping on board to ban it themselves. I hope saner minds will reflect on which is more dangerous, videos of teenagers dancing or the precedent of the U.S. government banning speech. For me, it's an easy answer. I will defend the Bill of Rights against all comers, even if need be, from members of my own party. I object.
Okay, so before we get to Hawley, doesn't he have a case that if you're going to let him ban this, then it opens the... It's the same thing we talked about during COVID. Don't give them the 15 days to flatten the curve, because while that sounds innocent enough, they're never going to stop.
He's not wrong. I don't disagree with him. I don't disagree with anything that he says in that. And I do agree that it is problematic, the idea with banning social media in general, that they can use this in further points. However, at the moment, I have seen the evidence very clearly that China is using this app as a direct intervention in the United States. That is a definitive objective fact that cannot be turned away. Do I agree the government shouldn't just be willing to banning speech? I have no problem with the government keeping its hands off. I do have a problem with the government banning speech. I would have no problem if TikTok was a U.S.-owned company that was operating without interest and allegiance. There needs to be an espionage investigation, maybe, into TikTok. Instead of a ban, I would compromise here from conservative to libertarian and say, investigate an espionage asset, and if they're fined to violate it, then shut down the charter to operate in U.S. territory.
Because I wholeheartedly agree with you in the sense of government entities, state, local, federal, whatever, school systems, all of them, should not have the TikTok on on their phone.
Because if there's a Chinese immigrant that has a visa in the United States and they are sending information back to Beijing on certain U.S. key points and infrastructure, that's espionage, yes?
Yeah, okay.
So even if they have a visa and they have a right to be here by the visa, that doesn't give them the right to send things back about people that choose to interact with this individual, even though they know they're an immigrant from China. It doesn't give them a right to operate on Chinese interests via espionage in the United States. And that is what TikTok has been shown to do. Maybe banning it isn't the solution, but I think that just running and saying, oh, the government's just going to use this to ban speech, it kind of skips the point where, well, this is a foreign asset acting belligerently against the United States.
All right, here's Josh Hawley. Now, this is interesting because keep in mind, these guys are both Republicans. I don't think they're necessarily a lot alike on many things, but they are both the same party. And I thought this was a great back and forth. Here's Josh Hawley.
Madam President, I have never before heard on this floor a defense of the right to spy. I didn't realize that the First Amendment contained a right to espionage. The senator from Kentucky mentions the Bill of Rights. I must have missed the right of Chinese governments to spy on Americans in our Bill of Rights. Because that's what we're talking about here. Oh, the senator from Kentucky can watch as many dance videos as he wants. I have no objection to that.
See, that was unnecessary.
Could watch them on this floor for all I care. Fine. What I object to is the Communist Chinese Party using this app on Americans' phones to spy on Americans without their consent. The senator says that Americans can simply not use this app, just turn it off. That's not the case. If you turn it off, it continues to collect information. You don't get to consent. TikTok doesn't ask you, do you want to share your information? It takes it. It doesn't ask you for permission to track your location. It takes it. It doesn't ask you for permission to share it with the Communist Chinese Party. It just does it.
So he had me until he lost me. Let me explain. What he should have said is laid out the point that, yeah, you don't have the right to spy. Espionage is not legal. Like, well, the other Microsoft spies on you. Okay, Microsoft, U.S. company,
right.
Not Chinese company. Is what Microsoft is doing is shady? Yes, for different reasons. People give me this either or nonsense. Well, we should just let Chinese spy in America. Yeah, I agree with what Holly's saying. Then he's like, well, you know, Paul can sit around and watch dance videos all he wants. Unnecessary, dude. Paul's one of the good guys. Don't do that. You don't need, look, I disagree with you on this particular
yes.
stance, but I'm not going to turn and go, well, Rob, why don't you? There's nothing that can be gained from that. I think that there is a good balanced argument that we can have between regulating espionage and trying to make sure that the enshrined rights of free speech are protected.
All right, that's Tony Kennett. He's in for Casey today. Kev's here. I'm Rob. When we come back, Jim Merritt going to join us. Those property tax bills, Tony. You know, the ones that we told you about a year ago that were going to be super high. And then the Republicans down the street from us went, no, how does Kendall know? He's a shock jock. He's just doing it for ratings. Well, they showed up and they were all really high.
Oh, there you go.
Well, there you go. I'm sure we'll get a whole bunch of apologies from the Indiana House Republicans and Senate Republicans and all
breath.
The other people. And Merritt will be with us to explain what the heck is going on with the property tax bills. What can be done about it now? Newsflash, teaser, not much. We'll get into that coming up next.